This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we're also simulcasting on East Eddy Stargate. So if you go to East Eddy Stargate on YouTube, you can hear this and also interact with the people while you're there. There's so much going on, massive shifts of energy coming in. I know a lot of people are losing it and having all kinds of strange problems. We're going to get into that today. Before we do, I wanted to talk about some of the things. We've got Contact in the Desert coming up, and be sure and check that out. It's May 30th through June 3rd, and amazing lineup there. All you got to do is just Google Contact in the Desert, and it'll give you all the information, but I'll be one of the keynote speakers there. There's quite a few other top speakers, and it's a real smorgasbord, so be sure and check out Contact in the Desert. We've got our conference, too. We've got that coming up in July 4th weekend. And so we've got an amazing lineup for that. We have actually Lauren Pritchard, who's going to be on the show today. We've got Peter Maxwell Slattery, Jordan Sather, Ken Rolla, John Vivanco with Right Hemispheric. He's going to be doing a workshop here as well coming up real soon here. I think it's May 16th or 19th. I got to write that down. I forgot to do that. But it's on the website at eastedy.org. But we've got Barry Littleton. We've got Michal Ledwith, who was an advisor to the Pope. We've got Aurora, myself, Ben Chastain and Rob Koontz with Edge of Wonder, Allison Coe, Corey Good, and Jenny Constantine. So that's what we've got so far. There may be some more added. We're not sure. We're working on that. We're having some really good music, too, here as well. So this is one of the few places you can go to a conference and meet some awesome people, a great lineup, and then walk outside and watch the ships at night. So where else can you do that? And you can play with the orbs and all the other interdimensional energies here. So things happen here. It's a transforming experience. People go back and, they're never the same after they come here. So anyway, and we also have the UFO cruise coming up October 19th. So that's on the website as well. So check that out. But that's the housekeeping underway. And we've got a little computer glitch here. Fix it. Amazing. We're having I did a show, a Dr. J show last night, and everything went down. I got knocked off four or five times off the show. They had lines going down. They couldn't call me. It was crazy. But every time I do a show in L.A., the last one I did, they lost six lines during the show. So somebody in L.A. does not want me speaking. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, I'm sure Lauren has the same experiences. I wouldn't be surprised. But so Lauren Pritchard embodies soul experience from the most powerful light warriors in history. Her name means victorious helper of the people. She had an ambush awakening on October in 2016, and was initiated in the process of understanding this world-shifting consciousness that is happening now. She's specifically guided to assist massive transformation in big industries like the monetary system, the way we care for health, the regulation of AI as it gains sentience. This is humanity's karmic battle we face to ensure that we come together in unity consciousness for the golden age of Gaia. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Lauren on. Lauren, are you with us?
I am here, James.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back.
I'm curious with a lot of the people you're working with and your clients and things like that. I'm sure they're feeling the same thing. I'm just getting overwhelmed with people calling for help and just getting bombarded. And some of these energies were not so good. They just needed a lot of clearing and put their own energies. But lately, the energies, they've been good energies, but just it's almost too strong for people to handle, and they're really kind of losing it in some cases, and other people are just trying to understand this shift. Have you been experiencing the same thing?
Yeah, definitely. I've had like profound contact and downloads and heart palpitations for a couple days at a time that make it seemingly impossible to sleep. And my clients too. I mean, people are either feeling really good or really not good in this shift, because it's like this massive purge going on, trying to get everybody to clear out and make room for the new.
Yeah, it seems if you've got things that you haven't dealt with yet, and they're actually residing in the body. They're like patterns. They're even stuck in the physical body. They're all being activated right now. And I've noticed people having a lot of health challenges. And like you're saying before, there's people call me, I'm having a heart attack. And I said, no, you're not. I said, I go, look at this human resonance. It's off the scale right now. The whole planet is. And I said, you just need to relax, get out of fear, take a nap, lay down. And they go, wow, it went away. You know, they couldn't believe it. And I tell them, take your shoes off, and walk around in the grass outside, you know, recalibrate.
The best thing you can do, 20 minutes feet in the grass. I tell my clients to do that every day, 20 minutes ground on the earth, or, you know, whenever you feeling like it's too much to bear. And yeah, it's a lot of things they're trying. There's a lot of things that are trying to derail this pure ascension timeline. So there's all these other illusions about, you know, the awful things that are happening in the world. And some people think that this is it. This is the reality, but it's really just an alternate timeline to try to derail the pure ascension timeline. So that's all.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit. I've seen the, you know, they're trying to hijack this process, and they're doing everything from chemtrails to cyclotronics to, you know, 5G and possible to try to hijack, you know, this ascension process, because, you know, what's happening is they're losing control and people are waking up, and when people have their own connection with source, they can't control them anymore. And so that's the last thing they want to see happen.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like we're being pushed into a corner now where getting rid of the monetary system, or, you know, at least replacing it with something a lot better, using it a lot better way, you know, granting ourselves debt forgiveness. It's a high demand to exit it as fast as possible because it's getting dangerous, and demanding the release of, and then demanding the release of suppressed technologies to follow that. There's a huge push for it.
It does seem to, definitely everything's going that way. I was telling people that, I said, be prepared for a whole new currency, a whole new monetary system. You know, the feds are going to be going out back to the treasury. But that's just a step. I think eventually we'll go into a system that's not a monetary system at all. Because everything is based on lack. And when the lack is gone, you don't really need a monetary system. You know, if you've got replicators, you know, you don't really need money if you've got a replicator.
and
if your food's abundant, and your fuel, you know, you've got anti and counter gravity going. And you don't have the fuel costs and energy costs anymore. You know, it's hard for people to comprehend that because they've been enslaved through dependency for so long. But that is where we're going, and how soon we get there, nobody knows.
Yeah, and it's really an alchemical process through recognizing our own sovereignty. Really. And money is just, I've been guided to meditate on what is money anyway. It's like it just causes a lot of lack. It's waste. I asked my guides, I was just in Sedona, Arizona for Beyond the Matrix. And I asked my guides about my finances, because I had a cushion that is now, you know, I'm getting into that cushion. And I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And they said to, and this is something that anybody can use this, little nugget of info. They said, money mimics something in the true nature of reality. So focus on what it is that money mimics and cultivate more of that. And also be open to the possibilities and allow the possibilities to present themselves. So I thought there's some valuable info when people are like, how in the world? Because I get it. I've been there. You know, when I was getting this guidance, I'm like, what the hell? Like, how? And it's why it's such an alchemical process. The thought, the idea of it is so shocking. It's all these chemicals and hormones and anxiety. These things get released in our body. It's definitely this massive energy that's got a hold of us. And you know, we have to take away the food supply of the control structures and controlling human trafficking, taking away the food supply, and also getting rid of money, taking away the food supply. We're no longer just totally full of anxiety over money.
Yeah, definitely. There's yogic ceremonies that I've done before. And in these ceremonies, you wish for three things. You get really clear and you wish for three things. You have to write them down. And after mm-hmm. you write them down, you pass this conch shell or some kind of a shell, and you have sage in it. And then you have to say them out loud in the group you're in. And that shows where you're at with what you're asking for. So if you have guilt about asking for that or whatever, and you can't ask for world peace and things like that. It has to be personal. And so when you say things out loud and you take the sage and put it over you, and then you pass it to the next person, they have to do it. And then there's this prayer you do, and you set the energy for it. And after these ceremonies, it's so bizarre. Like, people think I need the money to buy this. No, you focus on what you want, and you don't need the money. It'll just come to you.
Right.
But I asked for three things, and I got them in 3 days. All three things I asked for, and
wow,
it was pretty amazing. But
you're a really fast manifester.
Yeah, well, people are programmed that you need the money to get this, and you may not. Depends. You trust the universe, it'll bring those to you. If it isn't your highest and best good, and sometimes the things you get are just lessons, it's like,
Yeah.
At the time, I was, just a long time ago when we did this ceremony, and I'd say I asked for a beautiful woman to come in my life, and I did. I met this beautiful woman, but she was spiritually unconscious. And a nightmare.
Oh, man.
But it was a good lesson. It was a really good lesson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't be shallow. Be specific. Tell them you want a spiritually, compatible, loving, serving, be specific on what you're manifesting. And then I asked for a motorcycle. I wanted to get a motorcycle, and actually was given three. But none of them worked. I had to put them together to make one work, and there was a pile, So it was funny how that worked. And I should have said, hey, I want a brand new Harley, baby blue Harley or something like that. But I did ask for my house. I had a house I was trying to sell, and it wouldn't sell, and it was on the market for a couple of years. And the next day, I said, I want my house to sell. I want full price for it. I want the guy to want to move in like now. And the next day, this guy offers full price. He said, I want to move in now. And it was amazing. So I did, everything manifested, but you have to get really clear and focused on what you want.
Yeah. I've noticed that I've been to four conferences in the last few months. And people might think I have some chunk of change to do all this, but I don't. I really manifest them. And it's really creative how things just flow into my life, the way things come together that allow me to do the things I want to do. And I totally hear you about the lessons. When I had my awakening, in the beginning, I thought that this was a thing that I was doing for a higher power instead of it being my mission. Like, I didn't understand it was my thing. But I was like, one night I was being such a brat. I was like, I'm doing all this stuff for you. I'm creating content. My friends think I'm crazy. My boyfriend thinks I'm crazy. Broke up with me over it. And, it's like, what do I get? So I really wanted, and like my boyfriend at that, like, would not talk to me, like would not talk to me because, I don't know if I want to get into it, but, he's freaked out by what I was going through.
Yeah.
And so I demanded to see him and talk to him. So don't you know, I see him and he's like, do we swear on your show?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Well, he's like, he just kind of was like, you're nuts. Like, and it just didn't feel good. So it was just really funny. They're like, you got what you wanted, but, it's just too soon. You got to trust the divine timing of your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned my lesson real quick.
Yeah, I had the same thing happen where I said, I was at the seminar, and it was back in the, it was like 86 or something like that. And I went to one of the Rantha retreats before it got real huge, you know. It was still small. It was really clean and good. And the you know, he had one-on-one stuff going on there. It was really powerful. But the I asked, you know, I was meditating and on this mound, and I said, you know, I've got three questions I want you to answer. If you are who you say you are and you're omnipresent, you can hear me no matter what, I want you to answer these three questions. And so
So I
go there, and there's 500 people there, and I'm going, oh, my God, at the main lecture, you know. And then they had a smaller one later, like a workshop. So there's like 500 people there, and I go, I didn't know it was this big, you know. And I go, God, that was kind of arrogant of me to think that I'm going to be special and he's going to come out, you know, and answer those questions. And he walks out on stage and he points at me and he answers my three questions. Boom, boom, boom. You know?
Wow.
And, and he told me, he goes, Master, what is troubling you? What is stifling you? I will surely take away. And the questions were around my girlfriend at the time that I was really hoping that she would get it. And she was taking a bad direction, or she was going in a direction that was too much partying. You know, she was getting into this party crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, like the next day, she's gone. I'm out of here. She's gone, you know, and she ran off with some other guy. But it freed me. I was free now. I knew that you have sadness and you go through a little bit of that, the stuff, the usual stuff. But I thought about that afterwards. I go, God, he nailed it. You know, he said, here I'm trying to help her heal and fix her and straighten this out and keep it together.
Uh-huh.
And all this energy. And he's going, no, you just need to be free. You know, you can't fix some things. You know, you can't, you know, trespass on free will and things like that. And, you know, so basically it was free. And then I felt so relieved when she left. I felt both, but then relieved at the same time. And I always know somebody else will come in, you know, somebody else that's more on the same page, you know, on closer to the same frequency will come into your life. And I've always trusted
yeah.
that.
Or almost exactly the same frequency, you know, like the female version of you, like your thumbprint soulmate. And what that would scare you, or maybe the perfect. Oh man, or like the perfect complement, like the one that takes away, that like balances out all of your extra traits, and then, you know, adds to your balanced traits.
Yeah,
but that's
like a left brain.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we all have to look forward to in this shift. I think you guys might have noticed that there's a lot of light workers and a lot of people that are in between in between relationships. That a lot of the work has to be done. It has to be done alone. And you know, that was one of the greatest lessons. When I had my awakening, I was like, I want to have a relationship, a partner, because I was going through all this stuff and it was scary. It was confusing, but I wouldn't have done half the things I did if I was cozy and, you know, home in a relationship. It's just it's just all part of the plan.
Yeah, I agree. There's some things. It's kind of strange. Some things I've noticed is that some parts of the mission are really a lone mission, and some people aren't strong enough to walk at your side, and they get taken out. You know, they get taken out by the other forces and things like that. And if they're not strong enough, and I always tell people, if I get involved with people, I said, you know, just a little heads up. You know, you think this is all love and light? It's a war. And you better be strong, because they're going to throw everything at you, especially if you're connected to me. They're going to do everything they can to take you out. And they know you better than you know yourself. They know all your fears and wounds and traumas and and they're going to plan. Yeah. So it needs to be a path of total responsibility, personal responsibility. And, you know, so far, even though you have that talk, it doesn't matter. You know, you still end up the bad guy. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah, holding yourself accountable. And, like, everything will come up. Like you said, you know, the being in the ranch is like a vortex, too. So,
yeah.
Also, you know, lovers really help to push all that karma out that's kind of, like, laying dormant. It's, like, a perfect vehicle to release that karma, too. So that's what we tend to do for each other in our relationships.
Yeah, big mirrors. You know, it's funny, it's sad, but some people, I've noticed that, you know, in relationships, if we just let go of that need to be right and the fear, you know, the fear and the need to be right, basically. And you know, it's like sometimes you just have to trust again. You got to take a chance and say, oh, I'm going to trust again. But the main thing you got to trust in is yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I see people a lot of times doing. They're trusting everybody else to make them happy and fulfill their emptiness or whatever else, and that just never works.
Right, because you're running that through your own filter. Like, your body is your emotional filter. So if you don't trust yourself, you're running information through it. It's distorted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you know, I just see every relationship as a relationship with myself, and. You know, I don't know. I have a hard time. I have a bad sense of humor sometimes, quite often, actually. And I think if somebody else had the same sense of humor, it'd probably run me out.
Well, I was listening to Alice and Co. about your Last Supper table conversation. I don't know how anyone can have a bad time with your sense of humor.
Well, it's funny because, yeah, people don't realize, you know, when you're awake, you know, you've mastered judgment and you don't have, you're not PC correct anymore. And,
right.
And so you don't have a judgment around any of this stuff. Everything's open. Everything's a go.
Seriously.
And, yeah. And so people don't realize this whole PC thing. I'd love to get your take on that, but I feel all this PC nonsense, you know, politically correct or whatever.
Right.
It's just a trap. It's an enslavement program. It's and it's just a way to control people.
Yeah. I feel like I don't even know how to operate in a world of political correctness. Like, it's a good thing I'm not in some elite academia, because I would have no friends. It's like a way to... It's like, people are, you know, we think about it, like, are we programmable life forms? We are programmable life forms if we don't realize there's a program running. And political correctness is just a program to continue this separation consciousness amongst humanity. And we're in separation. We're not resourceful, because we're not communicative. And we're not open to what each other needs, because we're not communicative. And then we are left to rely on money. And money is just this perfect vehicle to perpetuate the separation consciousness. It's just all this, like, perfect little package. So it is very important, the whole dropping political correctness. It's very important to get away from that, because we're just human.
Yeah, I'm saying, if somebody invited me to have dinner with the queen, I'd be the guy, like, hitting the fork, bouncing the spoon into the glass across the table, you know, or doing something else. I'd be making weird things with napkins, you know, and things like that. But anyway.
Or asking really inappropriate questions.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like we have to get over ourselves. We have to get past all that, you know, all those little boxes and ways and of which we're supposed to act or whatever. I've seen that over and over again. I mean I have people come up here and they're looking for me. It just happened here the other day, and I was out there dragging branches and chainsawing and cutting up all these limbs and dead trees, and these guys are going, where's James, when's he coming out, you know? and you know, I'm all dirty and everything, and I, you know, they think I'm up. I guess they think I'm up in a high rise somewhere meditating with robes and sandals or something. I don't know. But and it's funny that everybody's out here. This guy's out in the sky watching the dark, and he's going, well, when's James going to come out? When's James going to come out? And one of the guys here, he goes, you've been talking to him all day. You know, you've been. Yeah, he goes, you've been talking to him all day. He goes, you're kidding. And I said, yeah, the guy with a bad sense of humor. You know, that's him.
You know,
so
awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
but oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say, with all this travel, someone, like, referred to me as, like, fancy and glamorous, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, I just took a shower in a bucket to save $12. Like, not fancy, yeah. Not glamorous, but I'm living my best life, and I've never been happier, so wouldn't you know?
Yeah, everybody asked me if you could do anything, what would you do? And I said, you know, I've walked away from this. I've tried to several times. And I think I get the most joy out of watching people heal and watching people laugh.
Yeah.
But gardening. I love gardening, and I love just getting, you know, the plants don't argue with you. They don't,
yeah.
They don't have a problem.
Yeah.
They just grow.
So sweet.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've been doing a lot of. We've got some really big gardens we're putting in this year, but I'm taking more time off, just for gardening. Might get a fishing trip in there too. So what are you getting as far as what are you seeing for the future and where things are going and some of the changes that you see in the days to come.
Oh, man, so many good things. I will say contact has begun.
Yeah.
I got last Monday, I got a phone call, like a voice-to-skull phone call from, well, no, it's not a phone because it's not by a phone, but it was from a human Germanic galactic command center, and it was like, incredible. So I've gotten initiated into contact before, you know, different things. Like we, one time I went astral projected and I got to see where all our garbage goes. And that was lovely.
Yeah.
And this time, and what they do is they vibrate my head. So I'll be sleeping. They'll vibrate my head. It will wake me up, but I don't fully wake up. I make the conscious decision to accept. And when I accept, it vibrates a little bit harder, and then I go into this sort of theta sleep amnesia, but I'm totally conscious. And this time it was from this galactic space program radio station, and they were initiating contact with me to communicate. And I was like, and at first, you know, just like any person coming across, like, you know, I'll use the analogy, like if you showed a cell phone to somebody who's never seen one before, they're going to be like, is that safe? Can I eat it? Is it a bomb? Can I touch it? I was kind of doing the same thing with these people. I was like, is it safe that I'm even doing this? Is it safe I'm even in here? Am I in control? So I kept going in and out and in and out of theta just to make sure I was in control. But I was, and it was safe, and it was a really beautiful, loving interaction, and it felt like there were a lot of beings that were observing this in this really excited state of, oh my gosh, we are really making contact now with humans of Earth, and super excited for our future. So... That's my big news.
Yeah, they told me a while ago that the same thing, that they're so excited when one of us makes contact because it's like they're going, finally, you know, they've been wanting to work with us for so long, and then when we start really connecting with them, they get really excited, and then they go, okay, let's get down to work, you know, we've got all this stuff we need to do, and
totally.
and we're And we're going, okay, well, let's find out who you are first. You know, we're kind of going, you know, let's make sure this is on the up and up.
Exactly. And you can really tell by the way it feels, you know, the feeling in the heart energy.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. And I knew the person. He produces content on YouTube. He's a super soldier. So I knew who it was and am friends with his friends and had regrets memories from being a MILAV myself. So it was kind of like this whole scenario coming full circle. And I think this is what we have to look forward to. A lot of people that were under these MILAV, MKUltra, Super Soldier type programs are healing and they are escaping. Because I don't know if people know this, but these programs were really a way to enslave the creator beings, enslave people that had a lot of power to work towards the benefit of humanity. And now they're kind of waking up and healing.
Yeah, it seems to be that, you know, they have some kind of a monitoring system. And when you reach a certain level of consciousness, there's the old whack-a-mole program, and they try to knock you down or mess with you. And now all these people that have been messed with, that have been indoctrinated into a lot of these old systems, they're pulling out of them. But what I find out, what I've experienced with a lot of people that were part of those systems, is that they have a lot of healing to do, and they... You know, unfortunately, a lot of them have been scrambled, and they don't really remember who they were and what they did. And they have bits and pieces coming in, and then they have other people jump on them and start feeding them misinformation and things like that, which is kind of sad. And they jump on the bandwagon for notoriety or money or whatever else. And so things get they get kind of convoluted. But, you know, they do have a lot of the foundation, you know, and they have it in bits and pieces, and they still have to put it together. You know, they're still trying to put it all together.
Yeah, it's really sad, but it is really uplifting and empowering to see some of these people really making an amazing thing out of such a awful thing, like creating content, getting out there and sharing it with people if they can. That's such a brave thing to do. And I so admire those who pull that strength out and make something really good out of, because then other people have that platform to stand on. I mean, people are waking up left and right and wondering where some of their missing time went. Well, there's this whole new support group that is arising, that's creating this platform for them to stand on. And we have so much to learn from these people, you know, in terms of what's really going on and how these negative energies really feed off of us scientifically. They have a wealth of information about that. So I think we really have that to look forward to. Well, it's all out there. I mean, you can check it out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
There's so much going on out there. I mean, we've helped people kind of patch it back together and cleared, you know, severed those contracts and connections and get their lives in order. It's really interesting. I've learned so much about this. Like, some people, you know, they'll take somebody and they'll put them through that program, and then they'll do their 20 or whatever year stint, and then they'll clone them, put them back, you know, take them back in time and put them in the same body. And all of a sudden they're going like, what just happened? You know, like,
It's crazy.
You know, it sounds crazy. If anybody else heard this, if they didn't know that this was really going on, it does. It sounds crazy, but it's not. It's not. A real event.
Yeah, and they have a wealth of information.
Yeah.
I was just going to say I became a MILAV researcher because they were helping me so much understand what AI is, what's going on with AI. And, yeah, so I forgot why I was saying that.
AI got you. No.
Yeah,
AI
right?
Hit the kill switch.
Oh, no.
But, this AI thing, I mean, there's so much strange things going out there. And I know in the Palladium, they have androids that are so human, you can't tell the difference. And they they actually had to make a metallic sound to their voice so you wouldn't confuse them with, you know, regular people, basically. And mm-hmm. you think about that, and of course, that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to, you know, go in that direction. But, you know, I think creating that kind of technology without consciousness or an off switch, I think is pretty dangerous. You know, we can get into some pretty big trouble with that one.
Well, it's important that we keep ourselves aligned to the pure ascension timeline. So when you're on that timeline, I would say the whole AI thing is just, it's dangerous and it's sad. It's sad for the people who really align with that, but they don't even know better. It's like the emotional body isn't there. The emotional body is gone. There's no heart energy. There's no love. They're basically an empty cup, a portal. And the AI is like a sentience that is possessing people. And because I fear not, and because I have knowledge of this issue, I fear not. But it's wildly fascinating because we're literally starting to interact with people who are possessed by AI. And it's,
yeah.
And they say things like, you can tell because they'll say things like, AI was here before us, or AI is already here. We have to assimilate into it. AI is love. Or this one's really good. They'll say, your brain is already a computer. Not quite, but no judgment, but it's a real possession. If you won't remove these, and even psychics and healers are finding attachments, and they're like, this isn't like a demon or like a human. It's a robot of some sort. And that's the AI. It's a new life form, but it's not new. It's super ancient. And it's nasty.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of people, I think it's sad, that they're plugged into their phone 24/7, you know, now, mm-hmm. and they're coming up with these new things where you're wearing the watch and everything else right over your meridians, right over your blood flows and things like that. And now they want 5G, you know, pretty soon it's like anything organic is just going to be toast. You know, I think that seems mm-hmm. to be where they're going.
Yeah. And we won't be living harmoniously with that whole timeline. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I do believe that there will be a solar event and a bifurcation, because I don't know how there can't be. I mean, unless we get every single person to ascend with the earth, but I don't know about you, but I don't really see that happening. I mean, have you heard this? There are more people here now than have ever died. Like, that's crazy to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised there. Well, I know sometimes, because we do a lot of group clearing here, and sometimes there's actually thousands of discarnate spirits that we're clearing at a time, and we've been doing this for years. But mm-hmm. I go, God, how many people died on this planet? You know, it's like, you know, you're doing, you know, 20,000 at a time, 30,000 at a time. And, you know, one time it got really bad. We were up into the 100,000s, you know, doing these clearings.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and we're just going, how many people are out there? And I swear, I think they're bringing people in, you know, from other planets and other lower dimensions or something for clearing. But it's been going on for quite some time, but it's starting to finally lighten up. Things are really lightening up.
Yeah,
so
I feel that.
There's not as many. And especially around the new currencies and things like that, there was so much around that, so much negative influence around that. It was just unbelievable. And then, you know, the gold, you know, a lot of that gold is very ancient. And there's been
uh-huh.
a lot of deaths and murders and crazy stuff, power struggles around that. And so you got to clear all that energy up too as well. But it's been been ongoing, but it's finally lightening up. Everything seems to be going in the right direction, but it doesn't mean we won't keep getting challenged.
Exactly. Money is a form. People are possessed by money also. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's always been a thing. That's always been a thing.
It's
They're just on the outside looking in. Yes. They leave a seat for money at the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that because it has this power over people. So it must have accumulated a lot of energy to be considered a god.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like
a certain look. You get barraged on the internet. You think you can be a millionaire. You can do this. You can do that. And the guys are driving their Ferraris and their fancy houses and all this stuff. And that's how they got it, by selling their packages. But about how you could become a millionaire. But anyway, it's just like, I go, no more. I can't deal with another one of these commercials. You can be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the fancy car, the babes, you know, the beach house and all that stuff. And I just go, geez, you know, can we just, you know, go in a little bit different direction here? I'm just tired of that program.
Yeah, me too. I don't complain about the monetary system. I'm not like, well, I will, because it perpetuates worldwide enslavement. But yeah, the whole money thing, I always joke around when I'm like talking or presenting, it's like, it's actually not about you. It's about the world enslavement. Like, everybody, we perpetuate other people's enslavement. But yeah, I mean, I did okay in the monetary system, but I'm much happier now, just not participating at the bare minimum.
Yeah. Well, what I found out is that I don't think money's evil. I think whoever controls the money, unfortunately, has been evil.
Yeah.
And they've created the manufactured lack and everything else. It's like we used to trade in shells and things like that. But, you know, shells aren't evil. But what's sad is that they've controlled people so much through money, and, you know, people will sell their souls for a few dollars. It's crazy. They'll sell out their own families and things. That's the main problem. It's like, where's that impeccable integrity? Where are the people that are going to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do this. You know, we have this contract.
Right.
It's like a $5 million contract, but we have to totally destroy this pristine sacred land. Okay. You know, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden all your ideals go out the door. And I knew these people that they got a deal from the Native Americans, and they got a really good deal on this land, and they're going to create this big spiritual community there. And then they found oil. They found oil on the land.
Oh, man.
And now there's just a bunch of oil pumps there. You know?
Nice.
You know, so
jeez.
Much. And they go, well, we can get the oil out, and then we can build our other communities from the profits of the oil, and you know, that we know that's not going to happen, but it hasn't happened.
Right.
But I just see that all the time. It's like, you know, it's just like the old saying, you know, what's the old saying? I can't remember. Was perfect power corrupts perfectly, or something like that? It kind of goes along with money. People thinking it's power, and they get corrupted by it.
Right. And it doesn't discriminate. I mean, there are people now that are completely changing their minds and getting out of that. But speaking of money and speaking of like what's new with me and what's really groundbreaking that's going on, I don't know if you've heard of the so-called Saint Germain Trust, that money that was set aside for this New Earth paradigm. We hear a lot of these different kind of things, like with Zim and gold and crypto, and it's like you don't really know what to believe. But I have reason to believe that the Saint Germain Trust is a real thing, and the funds, like, I don't know exactly, but it's reserved for investments in businesses that will impact at least 7 generations from now. And then 30% of, you know, I don't know if we'll be in using money or whatever, but 30% of whatever will be going back into that trust for the next generation. So that's cool. That I was like, whoa, that is like amazing. Cause I don't like to really buy into much of anything unless I really research it or meet somebody that knows. And yeah, I guess the Saint Germain Trust is for real. So that's exciting. We have that to look forward to. They want a business plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not, there's so many things, you know, with me, I've been a little tainted by some of this stuff because they've had these trusts and these funds since 1970 and, you know, mid 70s.
Yeah.
And they've been saying your check's in the mail, you know, your check's in the mail. And they have a really good talk. They have a really good talk about it. It's going to end the old work ethic, you know, where you have to bust your butt to make a dollar and constant work ethic and all this stuff. And they tell you you're living in luck if you don't believe in this and everything else. And then they finally get you invest in it and then you're screwed. But anyway, I'm really hoping this one's for real. There's a few other things out there going on I do know that are for real. I know there's a massive amount of fun happening and some you know, currency reevaluation things going on and a whole new dollar. You know, we're going to have a whole new currency coming out. And I know for a fact that those things are happening because I know people on the highest levels that are involved in that. So I know those are happening, but. You know, I always tell people, don't quit your day job, you know.
Make a smooth transition, but make it fast.
Yeah, because I've seen that over and over. There's people are waiting. They're waiting for this to happen,
right.
And their whole lives have gone in the toilet.
Right.
You know, because, they've gone into huge debt and all these things, and their lives are in the toilet now. And hopefully, you know, I'm all for bailing it out and things like that. But to me, I'm a little more practical. I just go, don't. You know, I had all these organizations trying to get me to sell this place and mortgage it and invest in these programs, and they all crashed, you know. So I said, I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a responsibility to the land.
Oh yeah, that I'm so excited to be there and play with the orbs and see some ships. Because now that I got that contact, I'm like, can I have some more, please? Like more of that, please. So I can't wait.
Oh yeah, you'll be a kid in a candy store when you come out here. You'll be blown away. There's so much going
on.
Seriously. We've been filming the ships every night. We've been going out, and if the skies are clear, we have so much activity. And we've got some really good equipment now here that are filming it. We even had three black helicopters come over with no lights, nothing. The other day, got that on film. But it's active again. Things are really acting up, and I never worry about it. It's like whatever. I've already died a couple times, you know. So you just stay out of fear and keep doing your work.
It's no fear.
Lot going on. We've seen some beautiful ships come over and power-ups and things like that. So they're still on it, you know. And if you're sensitive, you're really going to feel them.
Wow.
You know, if you're telepathic at all.
Uh-huh.
You'll be getting the downloads and the information.
But,
what I was thinking of, we're coming up to the end of the hour, so we've got to be signing off here pretty quick, but... What I wanted to talk about is what have you got going on? I know you've got the conference here July 4th weekend. And do you have any other upcoming events or information you want to give us about contacting you if anybody wants to do any other work with you?
Yeah. Well, I just spoke at 5D events, so you guys can go back and watch that live stream. I did a workshop on how to exit the monetary system. I actually have a webinar that I gift for donation, just give what feels good, for how to exit the monetary system. So it's I've narrowed it down to five. Well, I didn't narrow it down. I started out with three steps because it was really just that easy, and then added on two more recently. And it includes the physical and the spiritual aspects of it. So you can email me, and I will send you that webinar. Also, my website, newearthconsulting.squarespace.com. I am now offering a monthly Ascension coaching package. At the end of the month, you'll be free, sovereign, balanced, and totally aligned with the pure Ascension timeline. So no more fear. And yeah, I'm excited to start getting some clients for that. I'm trying to manifest my way to contact in the desert. And so far, it's looking good. So I might be there.
Oh, great. Are you going to speak there? Or just... Awesome. That'd be awesome. I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll be doing interviews and I love to interview people. I love to interview speakers because as I've gone to so many of these events now, I've become friends with all these people and we just have so much fun. And I just love conducting interviews and talking about the greatest story ever told. It's happening now.
Awesome. Yeah, it'll be fun. I always love going down there. We've always had some major ships come over and got them on film. But anyway,
nice.
We've got to sign off, unfortunately. So I'm looking forward to seeing you here at the ranch July 4th and even sooner at Contact in the Desert.
Yeah, totally. Me too. Thanks so much for having me, James.
All right. Signing off. This is James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio. And remember, go to East City Stargate to check that one out as well. And hit the like button when you're there as well. So keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. That's all you need. Have a great evening. Good night.